That's a fantastic view. I'm sure you must admit that the view along here to Kinneil House is tremendous. And I'll be telling you a little bit about the house as we go past it. But I thought just from here, this is not, because of the layout of the park, it's not really possible to operate in a chronological order. It would be nice to start with the Roman fort and work our way forward, but it's just not possible. Now the house, as you see it there, as it was, this is it more or less, apart from a bit of reconstruction work in the 20th century, the house as you see it there is as it was left by the Duchess Anne Hamilton at the end of the 17th century. It was she who turned it from a fortified building into a sort of stately home. The Hamiltons seem to have acquired the lands of Kinneil sometime around about the time of the Battle of Bannockburn, around about 1314, and there are traditions that tell us that Robert the Bruce gifted it to Sir Gilbert Hamilton, because it says in the charter, for his great manhood, that he slew the great lieutenant of England on Kinneil Muir in a sort of one-to-one combat. That's what the charter says anyway, or at least the traditional record. And it even tells us that somewhere up on the top there, way, a little beyond, at one time there used to be an enormous flat stone, which everybody says, ah, oh, that's the great lieutenant of England who's under that. But apparently the farmers in the 19th century got fed up having to put their grass cutting or sowing machines round about it, so they blew it up. So we don't know where the great lieutenant of England, if he ever was there, we don't know where he is now, anyway. He's in bits, aye. Anyway, what we do know that from roughly the time of the Battle of Bannockburn, the lands were in the hands of the that's the Duke of Hamilton just went past there, yeah? That's why he's able to do that. The lands were in the hands of the family of Hamilton, and for about five generations they were relatively obscure landowners in Scotland. It was handy for the Hamiltons to have a building that was near Edinburgh, so we're just along the Forth from Edinburgh, so that the Hamilton family could play a part in the affairs of the nation. Because, of course, their main lands were over at Cadzow, which is really where Hamilton lands are, in Hamilton, what we now call Hamilton, where eventually Hamilton Palace was built. And this, as it happened, became a kind of partly a respite for different members of the family at different times. So sprigs of the main Hamilton family stayed here. But in the 1470s, so 150 years after they first acquired the land, they really made the then Hamilton made a really smart move. He married the king's sister, King James III, and that meant that his son would be in direct line for the royal throne. That is why when the Scottish Parliament was reopened a few years ago, the crown was carried into the Parliament by the Duke of Hamilton. He's the hereditary keeper of Holyrood House, well, the keeper of the sort of crown jewels of Scotland, but also he's a heartbeat away from the throne. And then repeatedly in the period after this marriage, the Hamilton, who happened to be the senior Hamilton at the time, was often the regent of Scotland when a Stuart queen or king, in case of Mary, Queen of Scots, obviously, it was the man who built the palace here, but I'll tell you a little bit of that as we get a bit nearer it. All we know is that from 1473, the Hamiltons were prominent, directly involved in the life of Scotland at the very highest level. And from that moment on, this place becomes really important. And that's why time and money and effort is spent on it. We know